Hello and welcome to the WordPress Chick podcast, brought to you by the WPChick.com. WordPress explained for those of us who get headaches when we hear words like PHP and functions, but want to make money with our WordPress sites. No boring code snippets here, just WordPress happiness made easy. Now here's your host, Kim Doyle, the WordPress Chick.
Hello, hello. What's up, listeners? Kim Doyle, the WordPress Chick here, and I wanted to let you know before you listen to the podcast, my interview with Dusty Davidson of Flywheel Hosting, which is my new hosting company, and I absolutely adore them. But Flywheel has made a special offer for my listeners, so listen at the end of the show, and it's also in the show notes, all the information about this, but they've got a great offer for you on hosting, which you're probably going to want after you listen to how awesome they are. Anyways, so enjoy the show. Send me any feedback. Let me know. And if you do make the migration to Flywheel, which, by the way, they do for free for you, I'd love to hear your experience with Flywheel. And I'm sure you're going to be thrilled with them, too. So enjoy the interview. I had a ton of fun talking to Dusty. It was great to finally connect, sort of in person. But anyways, enjoy the show. Hey, everybody, what's up? Welcome to the WordPress Chick podcast. I'm Kim Doyle, the WordPress Chick, obviously, and I'm excited today because we've been trying to set this interview up for, I don't know, as soon as I found Flywheel, I was like, I got to interview you guys. So today we have Dusty Davidson on the call, and Dusty is one of the founders of Flywheel, and he's going to fill you in on the other founders in just a sec, but I wanted to share how I found Flywheel because I think it's a great testament to engaging and building relationships. I don't know what exactly the first tweet was, but I was tweeting something about being frustrated with hosting, which if you're on my list, you know that I went through some rounds with different options over the last year or so. And Ben Boykin, who I gave a shout out to in another podcast, said, hey, try Flywheel. They're in beta, but I've got an email for them. And within a week, it was done. They moved the site. The service is great. I forget. I want to say it was 8 to 10 seconds that the site loaded quicker. So needless to say, I'm a complete fiend for this company. Their services are great. The support is fantastic. So that's how I found Flywheel. But I'm going to go ahead and introduce you to Dusty. So welcome, Dusty. Thanks for being here.
Well, hi, Kim. And thanks for having me. And thanks for the very kind intro there.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm so thrilled with you guys. And I have to let everybody know, too, Dusty's in Paris right now, which I think is just awesome. He can share a little bit of that. But working in Paris, you got to love this. And he's still running his company. So tell us a little bit about you and the founders of Flywheel. So who founded the company?
Yeah, so Flywheel is a team founded by myself and a gentleman named Rick and a gentleman named Tony. And, you know, we've known each other for many years and come from a web developer background and web design background, each of us. Rick's a designer. I'm a technical guy. Tony's a technical guy. And, you know, we came together really frustrated with the hosting options that were available as people who developed primarily WordPress sites. And we did some other software development work, but we did a lot of WordPress work. And we were technical people, but still didn't want, you know, to deal with the kind of technical nature of hosting. And certainly at the time, there were very few, if any, great options available. And you fast forward a couple of years, and we said, you know what? We think there's still a big hole in this world, and WordPress is a huge, obviously, community, and there's a real opportunity to build a hosting company that people can fall in love with, right? We always say, like, nobody loves their hosting company, or very few anyway. And really, how do you personify that? How can we be a brand and a company that, you know, isn't just pictures of server racks and things, right? We want to be, you know, scalable and performant and secure, just like, you know, I think anybody would expect a hosting company to be. But we want to be personable, and we want to have great support, and we want to, you know, have a brand that resonates and that one could fall in love with. And so those are the things we get really excited about, and that's kind of how it came to be.
And I have to mention, too, that I absolutely love the way that the Flywheel site looks and all the links to everything. Everybody will be on the show notes, but I think your history with design, I mean, it's clear that you guys are bringing that to the table because it's very clean. It looks great. So shout out for that. It looks really good. Now, so were you guys working together before, or did you have individual companies, or you just had sort of collaborated on projects?
It's kind of a long and sort of storied history. You know, I personally had started a web development shop some years ago and had worked with both Tony and Rick, you know, either as a designer with Rick or as a developer with Tony. And so, and then we kind of worked together in varying capacities for startup companies over the sort of subsequent years. And so, we've got a long history of working together, you know, whether it was on developing WordPress sites or designing them, or whether it was, you know, sort of pure software development. And so, it's we often describe the team as kind of this really dream team of, you know, UI and design and branding. You talk about the website. That's all Rick. I always say, like, I couldn't design my way out of a paper bag, right? Like, but the, you know, and Tony is sort of the technical mastermind behind a lot of it. And so, we complement each other very, very well.
That's awesome. Now you guys, you have a home office, and that's in, is that in Nebraska?
Omaha, Nebraska, smack middle of the country.
God, I would think there would be some, some challenges, but in terms of forming a hosting company, I think that's a huge undertaking because it requires, you know, the first thing that comes to mind is like rack space and all that. But of course, we've got the cloud now. So can you explain how you guys started that process? I mean, did you get funding? Did you just start looking into different cloud hosting? How did that come into play?
Yeah, so it's sort of was an organic process. We have raised some, you know, angel investment dollars to sort of help get us off the ground and you know, jumpstart it a little bit. But really, you know, we looked for really strong infrastructure providers that can provide, you know, the physical hardware that powers, you know, the Flywheel, you know, platform. And so we found great partners for that. They're, you know, all of our physical servers are located in a data center in New York City, actually, or New Jersey. You know, and the nature of the cloud or the nature of that kind of stuff is it's all physically there. And then they deal with all the physical hosting requirements. And then, you know, we always say we're the WordPress experts that provide the value on top of that and have pieced together, you know, the software that, you know, you've used, Kim, that when you log into Flywheel, that makes managing your sites and specifically makes managing lots of sites very easy for people. And so, you know, we just sort of layer our expertise on top of that. You know, we work with great partners and we sort of, it's a really exciting time to build a company because they're really best of breed partners that do lots of different things. So best of breed, you know, hardware providers or best of breed, you know, we use a service that's specifically designed for sending out email. So any email that gets sent out from Flywheel servers, you know, from a WordPress site hosted on Flywheel is sent through a company that specializes in email. And they're really, really good at making sure that those emails are delivered and that, you know, they're complying with all the sort of necessary things. And so we like piecing those things together. And in doing so, you know, I think we have a much stronger offering because, you know, we work with partners who are experts in their respective fields. We're WordPress experts. And it also allows us to get up and running pretty quickly. You know, we've been in beta now for about 6 months, but in the scheme of things, it's really not that long. And so, you know, that's kind of how we've pieced it together and got off the ground. And we're super excited about, you know, kind of the next chapter now that we're really close to sort of opening the floodgates, if you will.
Yeah, you know, the email piece, that's interesting because there's a handful of email newsletter templates and stuff, and for people that maybe are not in a place where they want to sign up with a paid email company like Aweber, Confusionsoft, you know, so people that want to do that, and there's all these free solutions, but the concern is always, you know, you get some of these plugins or you get some of these email, you know, newsletter plugins, and it's like, well, you need to route it through this server, and it's the first time somebody that just uses WordPress looks at that, it's like, well, forget it, I'm not going to bother. So that's an interesting point. What's behind the name Flywheel? I was just thinking that. Where did that come from?
Yeah, it's a great question. When we sat down and said we want to build a hosting company, again, we had a really specific idea of the type of brand that we wanted to. You know, our target is, we say like built for designers, right? The idea that we're targeting people who are not your traditional, you know, IT sort of like hosting minded people, technical people. We're sort of going after the people who, what I think is really the core of the WordPress community and the core people that create websites, who are non-technical by and large, a lot of them. And so anyway, we wanted a name that both gave a sense of a sort of a whimsicalness, right? Like a fun sort of playfulness, mm-hmm. but also a sense of, you know, that it, there was almost an homage to the technical nature of hosting, but not in a technical way, right? We don't want to be like steveshosting.com or something. We wanted to sort of, you know, again, it, be whimsical and yet sort of convey stability. And so we thought that the name Flywheel really, really did that, right? It's a name that can, we can play off of quite a bit. We can be tongue in cheek, but it also is not joking in any way. It's, you know, we're a real company that happens to have a personality.
Well, and you know, the logo even itself as a wheel, there's a fluidity. It's not like a traditional wheel. So again, I love the way the sign looks, but no, that's great. You know, with this, just because too, I know that I've got a lot of listeners that maybe are not designers and agencies. So what are some benefits with hosting with you guys? Because again, I know myself, I had moved to a different WordPress hosting company and the service was great, but you guys got me moved in like a quarter of the time. I mean, for you to be able to do that was huge. I mean, a lot of people get scared. What am I going to do? I don't want to move this. So, you know, so what are some of the benefits to someone maybe who is not a designer or an agency?
Sure.
With you guys.
Absolutely. At the core of what we do, and I'm glad that the service works out like that. I mean, that's a big part of, if not the biggest part of how we believe, you know, you need to build a hosting company is with great service, whether that's the migration or whether that's dealing with problems as they arise. So that's a huge part of it as well, right? Which is even if you're not a designer or an agency, dealing with a hosting company that provides that level of support and that level of handholding is, I think, critical, especially if you're not just like super hardcore technical. And, you know, the fact that we specialize in WordPress means that, you know, all of the people that we work with are WordPress experts. You know, we are the ones in there sort of helping you work through the problems. We're doing the migrations, you know, versus sort of shared hosting or, you know, just anonymous hosting or places like GoDaddy or others that are perfectly fine places, but they don't specialize in WordPress. You know, the other things about it, I mean, it's managed hosting. It's, you know, because we specialize in WordPress, you know, we back up our sites every day and it's a WordPress specific backup, right? We're not backing up just the server. We do things like backup in a WordPress specific way so that, and we don't have this feature yet, but we get excited about things like, well, what if you only want to restore the database? Or what if you only want to restore a single plugin that you deleted yesterday or something like that? And so we can do things that are very WordPress specific in that way. You know, we monitor for hackers and for malware. As I think a lot of people know, you know, WordPress is susceptible to those types of things. We do monitor specifically for that for every site hosted on Flywheel. And you know, it's, and you mentioned the performance of your own site. You know, our servers are tuned specifically for WordPress. We manage the caching. There's no need for caching plugins. There's no need for backups plugins. I mean, we sort of just remove a lot of the headache, that one could do. You know, one could piece it together. Certainly, there's lots of great backup plugins. There's lots of great caching plugins, that kind of stuff. But we just sort of take that burden off of people. And we always say, let people get back to the business of what they're really in, which is either designing websites or, you know, creating content or whatever it is. And it's certainly not things like managing backups or caching. And so there's a lot of benefit to the, even outside of the features that we provide for designers and agencies to manage multiple sites. There's a ton of benefit to just being with a managed hosting environment like Flywheel.
That's huge. I mean, one of my favorites was with, because I have used Hostgator for a long time. And, you know, anytime I ran into an issue, it's like, oh, you have too many plugins. Oh, you have too many plugins. I'm like, but I don't, you know, and I mean, I know I've got a handful, but for somebody who creates videos on using plugins and how to use them. And, you know, and I look at, you know, other sites out there that are, you know, like I think it's WP Beginner where they're like, we have 55 plugins, but they're running on cache and all that kind of stuff and CDNs and stuff. So I think that's huge that people who, again, like you said, don't want to get into that. I mean, even finding a demo on how to set up a cache plugin is going to make the everyday user's head hurt. You know, how do I set this up? So can you explain one of the things I absolutely love? And I know that I do have a lot of listeners who do the web design piece And I used to set up within HostGator, you know, I'd go and I'd set up like a development URL sort of, and it was the IP address, but I had to go into the PHP MyAdmin and change the username and stuff. All of that is removed because of the demo sites, which is friggin' awesome. So can you explain that a little bit?
Sure. So again, Flywheel is built with this idea in mind that you're creating sites or one use case, I should say, is that you're creating sites for clients. And, you know, going back in time to why we started Flywheel, one of the reasons we used to have, you know, as a web design and development firm, we'd create sites for clients, and we didn't want to be the host. So we would say, hey, client, go sign up for hosting with HostGator or with DreamHost or Bluehost or whoever. And once you've done that, send us your username and password. And we'll get it all set up for you. And in the meantime, we'll get it set up on our server just kind of as a demo. So we do that, and it's a couple of different problems, obviously. One is that, you know, our server environment isn't the same as where it was going to end up. So inevitably, when we move those sites, A, it was a big pain to move them, and B, some server setting would be different, and so inevitably something would go wrong with the move. And two, then we would also have a Google Doc with like 100 usernames and passwords in it, right? Of our clients, because we didn't want to be on the hook for the billing. We wanted them to pay for it. You know, it's easier for us to go in and set it up. And so Flywheel takes all of that headache out of the picture. With Flywheel, everybody has their own user account, and each site has what we call collaborators. So I can invite you, Kim, to collaborate on my site. And you log in to the FTP, or you log in to Flywheel using your username, Kim, and you have access then to my site. And I can revoke that at any time, which makes it really cool for working with freelancers or consultants or people who maybe don't need to have full-time access to your site, but on occasion, you know, you want them to make updates or whatever. And then the demo sites, we said, well, why wouldn't, in this case, why shouldn't I be able to just create a site for free and get it all set up? And then once I show my client that the site is ready to go, I just send them a link, and they just click a link and they enter their credit card number, and now they're the owner of the site. And so we allow this very easy transition from demo site, which is totally free to get going and to get set up, and you can launch a site on Flywheel totally for free in like 20 seconds. And when it's ready to be, you know, launched, you can send it off to your client and they pay for it and they update the DNS and it's ready to go. And so we're really working to how do you solve some of those, you know, pain points in the workflow of developing websites, whether it's transferring from one to the other, one server to another, or whether it's this sort of client payment scenario or whatever else it is. Because again, we are a hosting company. And again, I don't want to give the impression that we're not, right? We secure, robust, performant hosting is at the core of everything that we do. But what we really want to do is sort of solve some of these other problems that exist around it, right? How can we use software to really make people's lives easier when it comes to building and designing and managing WordPress sites?
Well, and you've removed that huge bottleneck, like you're mentioning, and it's funny to have to share, because I've referred a few people over to you guys, and the one of my clients, he just signed up. And I am a collaborator on the site, and it's great, because then once we got him moved and moving quicker, I said, and I'm a huge Genesis user, I said, okay, well, now we need to get you on a responsive theme. So we're still working together. And then I had another client, and I just need to, and I'd emailed you guys, and you're like, okay, you can just add it and then we'll move it, right? So what's great though is because the client, it's a solar company, they're very busy. And, you know, it can be 2 weeks before I hear from him. So there is no waiting on it. Did you sign up for hosting? Did you do this? Did you do that? I mean, it's completely removed that element. And the password thing, yeah, I know exactly what you mean. I'm like constantly digging for clients' passwords and stuff. So that's huge. So now I know we've talked about the demo stuff and the fact, the speed and caching and all that. There are other WordPress hosting companies out there. I think we've probably covered a lot. In looking at some of those other companies, are there any other points you want to share that differentiates you from some of those other companies?
Yeah, sure. So we always describe Flywheel as premium WordPress hosting built for designers. And we always say premium in the sense that it's managed. It's all of the managed backups and managed security and managed performance that you would see with any managed WordPress company, of which there are several, right? WP Engine is an amazing company. Really, we have nothing but respect for them. Pagely and ZippyKit as well. You know, they are managed in the same way, and we offer a similar offering to them. And in many ways, in that respect, we are all together competing against the HostGators and the DreamHosts and the Media Temples of the world, which is unmanaged hosting. In a way, it's more expensive, but you sort of sometimes get what you pay for with the other hosts. But that's sort of half of what we do. So again, half of what we do is managed WordPress hosting. So we consider ourselves, you know, you moved off of HostGator. We love moving people off of HostGator because the experience and the speed and everything is significantly better. But again, then we say we're built for designers. And again, when we say designers, we're built for people, you know, the people in the middle who create sites for clients, and how can we make their lives easier? And this is something that is truly unique to Flywheel, in how do we make the experience of developing and working with clients and collaborating with freelancers better, in addition to just providing great hosting. And so that's really, you know, how we differentiate ourselves between the HostGators of the world and the people like WP Engine of the world. And it, you know, at the end of the day, the WordPress pool is enormous, and you know, and everybody needs hosting. So, you know, our goal is to, again, build a company that people can fall in love with. Hopefully they refer them to your friends. We're seeing that a lot already, and we really are very appreciative of that, and we want to continue kind of down that road. And, you know, like I said, we're early on, but we've had the privilege of working with some really, really neat and fun people already. So excited about the future.
I think too, you know, like we were saying, the people that are sort of the middle of the road, and it's interesting because the week that we're recording this was WordPress, it was their 10th anniversary Monday. And then this actually, I'm doing my 10th podcast this week, but you know, there are so many people that there's just this huge, how do I explain this? You know, almost like this own economy within WordPress. There's so many ways to build a business around WordPress, which is free. It's phenomenal. And I love the direction of seeing smaller companies like you guys starting up, but then you're taking on something so huge. I mean, it's very inspiring in a way, you know, and you look at stuff, you know, where people do Kickstarter projects for other things. I think the last one you said, the Pressgram, the plugin and stuff. And so you see people taking on sort of these, you know, Pressgram competing with Instagram owned by Facebook, but yet there's such a smooth and better way to do this, and this community supports that. So I love that. And I see it streamlining stuff. I mean, just the way my mind works, and I'm going to do some videos, I think, on the demo sites and how easy that is to set up, because I do know a lot of my listeners and subscribers, they do local websites for local clients, but they're not coders and they're not programmers, but they know WordPress, you know, and they know certain elements of it. So I think that's huge. So when you guys were starting this, did you kind of run into any roadblocks or challenges that you want to share with us?
Yeah, I mean, in starting any company, any company that you start like this is a series of assumptions or hypotheses that you set out with, and you basically what you do every day is sort of validate whether they're right or wrong, and oftentimes they're wrong. And you know, it's things on the technical side, certainly, right? We probably underestimated how complex it has been to put together like a truly robust hosting offering. But we're very excited about where we were. Like we launched the website probably in October or November of last year. And, you know, here we are just really on the cusp of opening it up. And if you'd asked me 6 months ago, my joke is that, you know, it was January 1st and then February 1st and March 1st and April 1st. And now truly it is probably, you know, June 1st. So those are things that you just take time. And we're so excited and so passionate about it. And we talk to people. It's very fun to talk to people, because they get excited about it as well, right? It's sort of new idea around hosting, and certainly a new take and a new brand around it. It's really fun to talk to people about it, but you know, it's easy to forget that it's still pretty early on, and you gotta walk before you can run. But you know, little little things. You know, we test messaging all the time. We certainly test, you know, different pieces of technology, and no major sort of meltdowns yet. So that's, or failures type things. So that's good. Mostly just little experiments that are hypotheses that we sort of made an assumption about something and then look back and we're like, well, that wasn't quite right.
We're not going to do that again. That's how you learn, right?
Yeah, right.
But what about now in terms of, you know, with the company, I think I saw you guys had hired an intern a while back, or you were looking for interns, and has that been not even challenging necessarily, but what has that process been like? I mean, you're building a company, right? So you've got, I'm sure you've got hiring and farming out marketing, or how is that working for you guys?
It's going really, really well. And we've got the benefit of a lot of things. One is that this is not my first company. I previously founded a software company that sells software to restaurants called Triple Seat, and you know, learned, I mean, and then before that, the sort of software consulting company. So, you know, you learn a lot through those processes, and you don't repeat the same mistakes again, and you just make new ones, right? We believe very strongly that, and we're very excited, again, I can't reiterate this enough, about what we're putting together. And it's software that I would have used, it's hosting that we would have used back in the day. And so what we get excited about is finding people who share that same vision and passion, and the passion for, you know, the brand that we're putting together, and how we, you know, the passion for how we treat our customers with support, and that's more than just like putting together hosting, right? That's how do you build a company and a culture, and we're at the very early stage of that, but we've really and attract some really great individuals to, you know, again, sort of like our customers, buy into the bigger vision of what we're putting together, and those are really fun things. And so again, we're at the very early step of that, but you know, those are the fun parts, right? It's just, to me, there's two really exciting parts of a business like this. One is getting to work with great customers who really truly appreciate it, who call you up on the phone and say, "Oh my gosh, I don't know how I existed before I found what you guys do." And previous company, Triple Seat, we would get that with our restaurant customers all the time, and that's very exciting. And with Flywheel, we're getting that even though we don't have thousands and thousands of customers. It's really reassuring. And the second part is that you get the privilege of working with really talented and passionate other people and surround yourself with them. And how do we build a great company and a great, you know, atmosphere and all these sorts of things? That's the other just incredibly rewarding piece of it. And so, you know, those are the, again, you know, I can't stress it enough, where, you know, we're at the very, it's the exciting part. Like, we're sort of figuring all that out, and, you know, there's a million things to do, and we're going a million miles a minute. But, you know, if we surround ourselves with good people and we get the privilege of working with great customers, then it kind of is all worth it at the end of the day.
Well, I think you guys have done a great job just of, in terms of really creating a brand that people can get behind too. And sometimes I think that can be tricky, you know, especially when you've got customers, so they're a priority. But at the same time, it's so important to share who you guys are and communicate and engage and build relationships that, you know, I know that for myself, just clearly small, but, you know, when I was getting started, it was like, oh God, I'm busy. And it's like, people forget to take time to write on their own blog or to share things and connect. But that's really the way business succeeds today, is building those relationships. So I think it's neat the way you guys have really built the brand and put a personality behind it.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, I said that, look, a couple of things. I mean, along those same lines that I just mentioned, you know, we always want to create a company that people look at and say, man, that's the kind of place I would like to work. And in doing so, like, I think that you find customers that would want to work with you, so to speak, right? Like, why would, you know, that's a company that I resonate with. And again, like, there's a million hosting companies in the world, and you know, we certainly, you know, it's just a different take on it. I don't think that there's anybody in the hosting world that's really doing a great job of personifying it or putting a personality behind it. And it's just, you know, kind of our take. It's what we get excited about. This is the hosting company that we would want to buy from. And that's kind of how we positioned it and how we'll continue to sort of build it as we go forward.
That's a good point to anybody. I mean, any blog, it's like, I tend to do that too. Like, well, this is a way, this is type of personality, or not personality, but, you know, I want to get to know people and when I'm reading stuff. So, I mean, that's huge. You know, I have a question regarding, which we didn't talk about, so I don't mean to throw this at you, but, you know, since so many, the Bluehost and HostGator and whatnot, they've got a control panel or, you know, this file management, and you guys are strict FTP, right? So can you, well, explain the difference. There might be some people out there who are not fully aware of that. Is there a reason you guys have set that up that way and not set up like a file management control panel per se?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, my joke is that you can be a hosting company if you put a server in a closet and install cPanel on it and look for your hosting company, right? And we don't want to be that, right? I believe strongly that cPanel is no good and it's more confusing than useful. And so because we specialize in WordPress, we can do things that we can take certain liberties that you couldn't do if you weren't just specializing in WordPress. So, you know, so as we look at things like file management, you know, we think that there's value in helping our users, you know, use FTP or SFTP to transfer their themes and their plugins over, because frankly, it's a best practice, and B, it's secure, and C, you don't have to use crappy cPanel in order to do it. And so little things like that, or we don't give database access currently, and, you know, via PHP MyAdmin, you know, we get some pushback on that, and I always approach it from the perspective of we're open to suggestions, but what we are trying to do is sort of change the status quo on a lot of these things, where people assume that they need access to things like PHP MyAdmin. In reality, what they need is a button that they click that solves that same problem. You know, it's sort of things like, you know, I host my WordPress site and now I need to disable all of my plugins. So the way that I'm used to doing it is going into PHP MyAdmin and running a SQL query to disable all of my plugins. And I look at that, or we look at that and say, that's not only is it error prone, it's incredibly technical and it's incredibly cumbersome. And what if we Flywheel just gave you a button that said disable plugins, and then you clicked it and it disabled all your plugins? Or things like migrations and changing URLs and all these sorts of things and reasons why people need access in that way. And that is not to say that we're not open to somebody who comes and says, well, I need it and here's a great reason. And we say, well, that is a great reason. But we're trying to change that conversation. And so, we aren't just a server in a closet with a cPanel installed on it, you know, very specifically for a reason. And that's, it's fun talking with people about that, because what's fascinating about it is I don't think people realize how much time they spend sort of dabbling in the nuances and the crap and the crud of hosting, right? Like HT access files this and PHP MyAdmin that and this sort of stuff. When really, again, our theory is that, you know, you're in the business of helping your customers either by designing their websites or developing them, or you're in the business of generating content, and you're not really in the business of, you know, running SQL queries. And, you know, our job is to help get all that sort of cruft out of the way. And if we can do that in a very elegant and, you know, usable way, then we've done our job. And that's kind of way we look at things like cPanel or PHP MyAdmin.
That's huge. If that existed when I learned how to do that, I would have been thrilled. Because, you know, I do, when I do some training and stuff, and I'll always have people say, well, how do you do that? And it's how do you set up like a dummy site or a development URL? And it's just most, like you said, I mean, most designers and stuff, they don't want to get into that. They'd rather not have to even go there. So no, I absolutely love that. I love the idea of push a button to disable stuff too.
Yeah.
If only.
And push a button to re-enable it, by the way.
Right? Yes, yeah. we're not going to leave you hanging.
Yeah, we're not going to leave you hanging. And listen, like, these things are not, don't, to your listeners, you know, when you log into Flywheel, there is no disable plugins button currently, right? But again, we're early on. And this is just a glimpse into the mindset of how we think. You know, in many ways, we treat it like a software company, right? We're developing this software to help you do your job. And so, and those are all features that we're very excited to get in place. But it's kind of, again, a glimpse into how do we think about solving these problems for people. And we've had, and once we kind of shift that mindset for people, it's really fun because then they come to us and they say, well, what if I could do XYZ? You know, I say, well, that's an amazing idea. We'll add a button for that. And so, it becomes collaborative at the point at which people sort of understand kind of our mission and what we're trying to accomplish, and why it's different than, again, cPanel installed on a server.
Well, I noticed, and this is horrible, and I'll have to put it in the show notes, but I had logged into my Flywheel account yesterday and noticed something else new in there. For the life of me, I apologize. it came to me though. And so it's great. And I mean, I'm at the point where I think I've got, I don't know, a month or two left because I have two reseller accounts with HostGator too, and I can't stand the billing piece of it. So I'm letting everybody know you're going to be moving. We're going to move you to Flywheel and they're going to automate your billing and it's just going to be done because it's a huge headache kind of off of my plate. So are you guys in terms of WordPress in the community, any plans for WordCamps or being out and about and any of that stuff?
Yeah, I think that, you know, as we come out of hibernation mode, if you will, and kind of this heads down, getting the product all put together, you know, you'll see a big visible push. And those will be in a couple of areas. One is certainly wanting to be a strong and healthy member of the WordPress community. So WordCamps and, you know, the things of that nature. But also, you know, and again, our target is designers and design agencies as much as it is the WordPress community. So a lot of that as well. And those are things that we're just now kind of ramping up as we come out of this beta period.
So when, speaking of beta, you had mentioned June 1st, so are you guys, you think that's going to happen?
Well, so the way we're targeting it now is we've been letting people in, we've let a lot of people in, but it's people that, such as yourself, who we've gotten connected to, and we're able to, you know, have conversations with. And we've sort of just been collecting email addresses for this wait list, up until this point. So June 1st will be the day that we actually open up the wait list. And so, we will start emailing out invite codes to everybody on that list, which is a fairly sizable number. And so that's really, really cool. And then after those people are all in and they're all sort of up and running and we've got kind of all that, those kinks worked out, then we'll just replace the website with something that says sign up now. But yeah, as of June 1st, you'll be able to, you know, sign up, assuming that, we sort of get to your number in the list, be able to, log in and create an account and do all that sort of, all that sort of stuff. I mean, basically it's for the last, probably the last 3 months, we've been fairly deliberate about it and we're going to start sort of being very aggressive about letting people in off the list.
Okay, good. So I'll put links into the site and for people to sign up. I also wanted to, if you could just mention, and I know that it's still sort of in the works, but as opposed to, you know, say an affiliate program, because I know a lot of people do that and they get these big signups, which again, I'd rather recommend somebody to a good company than just because I'm going to get an affiliate commission. So how is that working for you guys?
Yeah, so, you know, we've talked about this and we've got a lot of plans in this way. Nothing sort of in place now. We're sort of, I think all the nuts and bolts are tracking it currently. But, you know, we think about affiliate program or referral program more specifically in two ways. One is if you are a designer or an agency or a consultant who creates sites for other people, then you would create those sites on your Flywheel account, get them all staged. That's all free, if you remember, and then transfer them to your client to be paid for. If you transfer that to your client and they pay for it, then you get a recurring commission on that site. So you basically will get paid on a monthly basis without having to ever pass around an affiliate code to your clients, which was something that I didn't ever enjoy doing. Like I never really like saying, hey, client, click on this link. Yeah, there's an affiliate code there. Yeah, just, you know, it just didn't sit well with me. This becomes, I think, much more clean where you just create the site and you transfer it to your customer and you get paid. And it's really pretty straightforward. And then the other level of it is you're referring your friends. And this does involve codes whereby you're friends with, you know, others, Ben Boykin as an example, and, you know, he refers you and then you create sites either for yourself or your clients. Then that's more like a traditional affiliate or referral program. And in both of those in conjunction, I think it creates a real neat opportunity for people to create recurring income from the work that they do, right, for others, or from, you know, the fact that they've got good, strong relationships and ties into the community. And so, you know, we get really excited about that. That's probably, you know, we want to get launched in a little bit out of beta here before we officially roll that out. But, you know, that's kind of how we think about referrals or affiliate programs.
Well, I think it's great. I mean, I only refer stuff that I use, or, you know, I'm not a huge affiliate marketer. Most of it's not accidental, but it's just when I'm talking about something that I believe in and I use. So for designers, that is ideal, because a lot of designers, it's probably not a huge piece of their business. So it can just bring in, you know, an additional stream for what it's worth. And, you know, it all adds up. So I think that's fantastic. And I'll list a couple things in the post too, because I do think the other thing is your pricing is very competitive. You know, that was some of the things when I looked around at different options. And, you know, I mean, I just moved one site, but I'm looking at going, I want everything on Flywheel now. And so it needs to, you know, the fact that you guys are competitive in pricing, I think is fantastic too.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, we pricing is a tough thing, because, you know, you can get WordPress hosting at somewhere for, you know, $3 a month. And, you know, we're not that. We're not $3 a month hosting. But I think that anybody who has used it and realized both the performance and kind of the security and the stability of it, recognize that it's also worth more than $3 a month. So, yeah, but we are price competitive. You know, for the listeners, we've got plans at $15 a month, $30 a month, and $75 a month. And those are per site, because we do monitor, because we do all the backups, because of all the sort of things that we do. But, you know, again, and in a lot of ways, it's priced so that you can send it to your client, right? It's priced in a way that you're not the one paying the bill. You're still, again, you're sort of the middleman that is passing that cost along to your client. And in a lot of these cases, the client doesn't necessarily care what they know less about hosting than you do. And so they just want a nice website that functions well, that is always up, and that doesn't get hacked, and all of these other things. And so, you know, the sort of the best use case in a lot of ways is you develop a site for somebody and you say, hey, it's going to be $30 a month for hosting, and they say okay, and you just send them a link, they pay for it, and the site is live. And so, yeah, but we're not the cheapest, we're not the most expensive, we're sort of somewhere in between.
And again, I mean, I would have paid that just for the speed. I was so happy.
Yeah, right?
And then you guys also do have sort of add-ons, right? So as an example, like with the $30 package, you can add on a content delivery network if you want.
Yeah, content delivery network or SSL support. We support multi-site across all of our plans, actually. You know, we're still playing around with a lot of those sorts of things, but those have been the big ones that we've seen so far, is specifically SSL and the CDN, and then a multi-site, which we've done a fair amount of, actually. And again, we just sort of support that across all of our plans based on traffic across all of the sites that one would host.
Yeah, and I would love to just have to keep upgrading, because I had so much traffic, so that would be ideal.
Yeah, right? Like, I mean, is even that bad of a thing? You're like, oh, I got so much traffic that I need to pay for more hosting.
It's exactly. And the theory then would be that, well, the site's paying for the traffic now.
Sure.
Okay, so lastly then, what's on the horizon for Flywheel? So you're coming out of beta. You've mentioned a couple, you know, thinking maybe the one button to disable, enable, some of those things. But anything you can share today?
Yeah, I mean, coming out of beta is the biggest thing, and sort of dealing with the you know, the infrastructure needs and all of that sort of stuff, and making sure that everything's stable. But at the same time, providing a fairly aggressive roadmap for software features. And those are things like the, you know, the one-click button stuff. It's all the stuff that's sort of listed out on our website now, getflywheel.com, where, you know, some of those things are in place now, some of them are not. So things like staging sites for your content, so that you can simultaneously, we have this concept of demo sites now, which is before a site goes live, but then sort of after a site goes live, making sure that you can make updates and you can test things and then push those things to production. That's probably the biggest new feature that you'll see, I think, yet this summer. After we open it up, it'll probably be a big push there. And also one that, again, is a huge headache for people. And so being able to solve that, or at least ease that pain, is probably the biggest feature that we'll roll out after you sort of see everything open up.
Well, I'm sure once you get a lot of everybody's, you know, people continue to roll in, you'll get requests or, you know, like you said, I mean, it's neat that as in this beginning stage, you're catering stuff based on what your users are saying would be helpful or not. Or like you said, it's best use would be not to use cPanel in a closet.
Yeah. Well, it's a cool mix of, yeah, it's been super fun to talk to people about what their needs are and what their use cases are, because in some ways it's, you know, we have the benefit of developing software as if we were going to use it. So if I was still developing WordPress sites, these are the things that I would want. And that's part of it. And then the other part is truly just listening to the sort of voice of the customer and saying, you know, what are the pain points that they're having? And, you know, through the lens of what we're trying to accomplish and the brand and how we're trying to accomplish it, you know, how can we best solve those problems, you know, and at the same time provide great support and at the same time provide great, uptime and all those sorts of things. I'm sure, again, it's a series of hypotheses and assumptions, and we continue to sort of test them on a daily basis. And, you know, as we grow, that will be the thing that remains the same, is that it sort of is, we know broadly where we're going, but, we'll be dictated in many ways by, you know, the people that we interact with or the things that we learn along the way.
That's great. Do you have, I think I'd mentioned you before, if there's anything maybe that we don't know about you or the public doesn't know about you guys or you or that you want to share that might be kind of fun, besides that you get to live in Paris for a month and you do that every year, I think that's awesome.
Oh man, yeah. Well, maybe that's the fun one. I do sort of spend about a month and a half in Paris. We work from here every day. I always tell people I'm not travel gallivanting. But you know, the nature of the internet is that you can kind of work from anywhere. It's pretty fun. I don't know. I'm deathly afraid of, well, not afraid of, like I'll eat anything in the world except for mayonnaise. How about that? I will eat the weirdest like innards or whatever, but like if you put mayonnaise on it, I won't touch it. How about that? So that's the best I can come up with in terms
that's
of
food. That's fun. I mean, I know I kind of stole the thunder with sharing the Paris thing, but you gotta love it. That's great. Thank you so much, Dusty and Rick and Tony, because I love your service. I love the support that I've gotten. I'm absolutely a huge advocate. So thank you for taking the time for this today. I'm sure everyone's gonna love you guys.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having us, and thanks for being an early adopter of Flywheel. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for listening to my interview with Dusty Davidson of Flywheel, and I'm sure after listening to that, you probably want to sign up. So they've made a great offer for my listeners today, and that is that you can get 3 months of free hosting with an annual plan, an annual payment. Just email wpchick at getflywheel.com to get a beta code. And you're going to be able to use the code WPCHICK, that's all caps, WPCHICK2013. And they will go ahead and get y'all set up. And remember, they do free migrations, and it is just awesome to have that headache removed. So thanks again for listening. Say hi, share Flywheel. They're a wonderful company. I'm super happy that they're rolling out of beta here and getting everybody set up. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast in iTunes, and I would love it, love it, love it if you left me a review. So thanks so much, and I will chat with you next week.